Andy, a country.
Hey, Andy, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. I just wanted to give you a quick call and follow up. We had extended a finance offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. You had been pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base with you there, see if you had anything in the pipeline we could help you out with.
Yeah, we're looking at a bunch of stuff at the end of the year here.
I got you. What was it you were looking to do?
We're trucks, shippers, aerial units.
Okay. You expecting a big increase in business there, or just looking to make some updates to some old equipment?
Yeah, with everything, our sales are way up. We've expanded, and I thought I could add more trucks and expand, but really, we just need to replace a bunch of crap.
I see. It's about that time.
We have two old trucks that just, in hindsight, we're like, oh, if we just bought a 5500 or something last August and ran with that one truck, it would have been better than the two older ones.
I see. Once one thing breaks down, it seems to be a trickle effect
there.
They
just took turns at my mechanic shops.
I gotcha. How were you guys able to increase your sales there so quickly? Were you guys doing some marketing, or what was the case?
Yeah, it's word of mouth and doing a good job, I guess. And I'm not spending any money on advertising.
Wow, there you go. Word of mouth's usually the best way to get your name out anyways, as long as you got a good reputation there. So as far as you know, some of these trucks and shippers, did you already start doing a little shopping there, or where are you at?
Oh, yeah, I've been looking. I've got some decisions to make here, but I want to get it done before mid-December. Last year, we were writing checks on the 31st.
Gotcha. Are these going to be new or used there on the equipment?
I would think new.
New, okay. Have you kind of shopped around there with some banks or other firms there as far as getting some approvals, or where are you at there on the financing side?
Well, last year we did trucks right with Chrysler.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess we've been using Western Finance out of North Dakota.
Okay, yeah, I see. The offer we sent you was based off some financing you had done with the Lodge Landon last year. Was that something similar there that you had done, or was that something else?
Yeah, that was the last-minute deal. That was through the Premier dealer, but I kind of like Western Finance better, so
okay.
Did some more stuff this summer with them.
Gotcha. And you said you're a lot happier over there at Western Finance now, or are they doing a better job than DeLodge was?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, we've been kind of in the game, the equipment game, for a little over 14 years now. It's kind of what we started out doing. I'd love to maybe see what we could do for you there on the equipment side. That's kind of been our bread and butter. We've got some of the better programs there in the industry. Have you looked around at all other than Western lately? Or, I mean, would you be interested in seeing what options are available?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the application goes, it's a fairly quick process, and we're usually able to get you an answer in right around 24 to 48 hours. It allows you to kind of see what you're working with, kind of gives you some purchasing power there in the back pocket. Were you going to be buying these trucks straight through the dealer, or was this like a private vendor or party you were going to be going through this time?
Well, I may go back to Dodge, but I'm looking for an international.
Gotcha. And you know, on the equipment side of our programs, they are a little bit more based off of your credit. Do you know where your credit's at currently? You know, good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, mine's not the best, but my wife's is outstanding, and I think a lot of the stuff is standing on her credit.
I see. Are you guys 50-50 on the partners?
It's an LLC in my name.
Okay. Are you the 100% owner then, or does she have any part in the ownership?
I suppose we could or should amend that, but I don't technically, I'm not sure that she's listed anywhere.
I see. Yeah, you know, it's definitely something we could possibly look out for you there, just to see what other options are available. Did you get quotes or like invoices there on the equipment already, or did you only just do like some shopping online?
Yeah, it's mostly shopping online.
Okay. Well, what I can do here, Andy, do you have a good email by chance? I can shoot you some of our information and what we would need as far as the approval. That way you got it on file. Let's get an email there for you.
Acorn Tree Service.
Acorn Tree Service.
@gmail.com.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll get that going right now. It'll just summarize the offer. It'll have all my contact information in there as well. And definitely have everything listed for what we would need to get an approval going. But as far as the application process, it's just a one-page app. Your most recent tax return, did you guys file 2015 yet by chance?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then it would just be 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once we're able to get that, we can usually get you an answer, like I said, in about 24 to 48 and see what we're working with. And especially if you're looking to make these purchases, you know, mid-December here within 30 days, you know, kind of getting all the paperwork out of the way and knowing where you're at financially will kind of just make the purchasing process a little bit easier there for you. And it just allows us to kind of be on the same page too as well with you.
Okay. All right. I'll look for your email.
Yeah, I'll get that over to you. Did you maybe have any other questions for me or any other plans that you may have we might be able to look into?
No, I got to grab this other call.
No worries. All right. Good catching up with you, Andy. We'll be in touch.
All